Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Some things us blokes know how to do well. Apparently gambling is one of them. And the amount of gambling ads are on TV where every bloke's walking around with their phone going, oh, mate, you want to get in on the quaddy? Who wants in on this quaddy? I'm like, first of all, what's a quaddy? Secondly, stop it. Enough with the gambling ads.
Yeah.
But there's some things that I feel as a man I can't do. And I'm trying to overcome these things.
Like bear a child?
Okay, that's probably the main one. Okay. And until we develop the technology that Arnold Schwarzenegger had access to in Junior, that's just not going to happen for you or I, Hutsy. But there is one thing, and that is asking for help.
Oh, yeah.
I find that if I have to go into a store or anywhere where I need to ask for help, I just don't do it. I'll be like, well, I've got Google on my phone. I can just Google that. Why do us men do this? My answer would be pride. Do you know what I mean? As Marcellus Wallace in Pulp Fiction would say,
that's pride.
It's pride effing with you. But on the weekend, I had to replace the brake light in my car.
Okay, yep.
And we're also fixing up this old letterbox. So it's all been sandblasted and we had to spray paint it. So I had to go down to Super Cheap in Bega and I had to buy two things.
Mm-hmm.
One was the brake light for my car, replacement bulb, and the other was some paint for the letterbox.
Let me guess, the light was a Narva brand one and the paint was Export or CRC.
But then I wasn't sure if I was going to get the right bulb and I'm like, oh, and I'm like, there's staff everywhere at Super Cheap, right? But no, I'm on my phone.
Googling?
Downloading the manual for a 2005 Toyota Camry so I can look up what the model number is myself. Eventually, I'm just like, I just can't figure this out. And a bloke walked past and I was just like,
help me if you can.
Looking to replace the brake light on my Toyota Camry. And he was like, sure. And he goes, give us a look. And he's like, yeah, this is the one you need right here. Da, 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 da. Super helpful, super friendly, and I'm like, why is it so hard for me to do this?
Were you in the store that long? They were going to say, look, buy something, you'll get out.
Well, this is the thing. Like, the amount of time it took him to help me was less than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 5 to 10 minutes on my phone dicking about trying to get the manual and find the model number of the bulb.
Yeah.
Because I'm an idiot. I'm a prideful idiot who just can't ask for help.
Yeah, I'm sort of the same. It depends what the store is, really. Like, if I go to the supermarket and I can't find something, I never ask for help. I'm adamant I've got to just keep walking up the aisles until I find something. But if I go somewhere like a big hardware store, like a Bunnings or somewhere, and I walk in straight away and go, I need to tackle someone and ask them where something is because I have no idea.
So you think the size of the store is relative to your chance of asking someone for help. If you've got a massive juggernaut store where you need to send a flare up because you might get lost in the aisles, you ask for help.
Yep.
But a smaller store, you feel like
I feel like I should be able to tackle that challenge and defeat that challenge. Not that it happens ever, but...
Well, that's the thing. I got to the point where I had to buy the paint, and I'm like looking at all the different types of spray paint, and I'm like, where is a graffiti kid around here that can... what paint would you use to tag a building or a letterbox? That's what I need. And eventually I had to ring the bell for assistance again. Same bloke came. Again, super, super helpful. And like, why didn't I just do... I actually called home base first and went, what paint do I need? I've already asked them for help. I've used up my get out of jail free card or ask for help for free card. I can't ask again. They'll think I'm an idiot. But I did, and it all worked out fine. So there's something us men, I feel, we just got to work on Hutsy a little bit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, I hate to see the day come where, like, we end up, you know, in some terrible accident. We're on a deserted island, and they send in a rescue chopper, and they don't pick us up because instead of spelling out help with the coconuts, we've spelled out, no thanks, just browsing.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Celebrated my 30th birthday recently. What a great occasion. Great time to be alive. And recently the missus shelled out for my little pizza top thing on top of the barbecue a few weeks before my birthday and said, all right, that's your birthday present. But she was being all sus when we're going up to Wollongong for my birthday. And she was like, oh, what are you doing for your birthday? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I haven't really got anything planned. She just kept asking that question over and over. I'm like, what do you got planned for me? You're going to throw me out of a plane or something?
Are you thinking a big birthday surprise for you?
Well, I was thinking she's been a little bit sus. But then all of a sudden, the surprise got ruined the night before because I got this random call from this number I answered. I'm like, hello, is this? Like, oh, you still right for your 10:30 a.m. massage tomorrow? I'm like, I guess. And then she just looked at me going, oh, the jig's up. She booked me in to get a 30-minute massage.
Oh, to get pampered. At a day spa, was it?
Oh, just one of those ones that you see.
Cucumbers on the eyes.
The one in the shopping mall that's got a couple of curtains around it.
Oh, okay.
Just one of those sort of ones in up in the gong. And then I don't mind a good massage. I'm like, all right, half an hour massage. Good. She goes, all right, it'll be all covered by the medical fund, all this sort of stuff. All good. Booked in, got there. And I think the thing that's really important about when you get massages is it's nice and peaceful. There's tranquil music. It's quiet. It's basically not a single word is uttered.
Thinking unsexy thoughts as well the whole time.
Yeah, try and do that where you're just wearing underwear on wondering exactly who's touching your body. But I got about 5 minutes in, not a single word was being spoken. I'm like, great, this is fantastic. Then all of a sudden, the woman who was doing the massage just goes, oh, what do you do for a living? And I should have gone, should I say the right thing? Should I just lie, make
just
something
tell you
up?
You're
something
on radio.
Boring.
What's the problem?
I work in IT. It's really boring. You wouldn't care now. I work in radio. And all of a sudden, this woman who hadn't spoken a single word in 5 minutes, she did not shut up for the next 25 minutes.
Was it mainly just going like, why do you play so much Ed Sheeran? For God's sake, it's just all day long, please.
This
enough.
Conversation was absolutely extraordinary. Then she starts telling me how the person before me was a bit of a person who was quiet and didn't say a single word. So she starts talking about the person that was in before me. And then she starts...
What about masseuse client privilege? Like, where?
I know.
There,
and she just kept giggling. She was a barrel full of laughs, asking all these questions, as they do. And then she's asking if I know this person, right? Do I know this person? Do I know this person? And then she starts telling me how basically all the best charcoal chicken places around the area. I told her I wasn't from the area. She's telling me all the best charcoal chicken places. She's telling me who's got the best pie in the area.
Right, okay.
She's just going off this random stuff. Then eventually she goes quiet for about 30 seconds. I don't know what this woman even looks like at this stage. Face down, she walks straight in, and then she's like, you're very handsome. I'm going, okay. I'm like, I haven't heard that one before.
Right, okay.
All of a sudden, she's massaging the arms, clicking out the fingers, and she goes, oh, you're not married as well. I'm thinking,
What's going on here? Which type of masseuse has Rachel booked me into?
She just kept throwing all these compliments at me. She's going, ooh. You don't need to go to the gym. You have a very sexy body and things like this. And I'm going, I just started just giggling like nervously. I'm like, I don't know what to do now.
And you turned over and found out it was a guy?
Just about. Got towards the end of it. I'm thinking, oh, geez, this is getting really awkward. I'm thinking, geez, hopefully she doesn't try and offer some sort of happily ever after. I'm going, I probably wouldn't be up for all that. And eventually it all finished. It was all okay, all above board. But
what do you mean it all finished?
It was all above board.
All right, okay. The massage was over.
Yeah, the massage was over. I eventually got to pay the bill and realised it didn't cover that hell fund, so I didn't exactly get the happy ending anyway that I was after.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
And when it comes to a fine, it can be pretty damn annoying. Maybe not as annoying as Nanny Fine from The Nanny.
It was the worst fine we ever had.
That's up there. But I think this fine pips Fran Drescher's portrayal of Nanny Fine.
Wow.
This woman down in Victoria, Jane Argerton, she copped a fine of $3,635. Imagine getting that in the mail.
Wow, what did you do? That's the first thing I've got to ask.
Jane, you naughty girl. She was speeding. And you're thinking, okay, $3,600 plus, you must have been flogging. Yeah. You must have been speeding through a school zone.
Yeah.
You must have been well over the speed limit. She was 6Ks over in a 60-kilometre zone.
That's it. She wasn't racing Vin Diesel.
No. Wasn't living her life a quarter of a mile at a time. This was back in early March. And she, recorded a video, put it up on TikTok of her receiving the fine. And her response was like, 6 kilometres? Are you kidding me? And, every K over is a killer, clearly. But it doesn't seem like the amount she exceeded the speed limit by is in proportion with the fine. That's like $500 per kilometre you're over, or $600 over.
I would have thought it would have been maybe like a $290 fine or something like that.
Something like that. Maybe a point off your license. Yeah. People on TikTok said, were you driving a company car? Apparently that makes a difference. So
really?
If you or I individually, if I'm out there in my Camry and you're driving your middle management mobile and you go 6 kilometres over the limit, you'll get a fine in proportion with the amount you exceeded the speed limit, right?
Yep.
Because you've done the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were driving the Power FM promo van, Van Halen, if you're out there behind the wheel of Van Halen, and you go 6 kilometres over, it'll be a much bigger fine.
Why can't they hand out fines in proportion with how much money I earn?
So what, nothing?
Yeah, exactly right.
The police just let you go. They have pity on you every time.
It'll be like a library fine. It's like it's 80 cents. Do you want to pay that off now or in installments?
You know how fast you were going, sir? Oh, no, sorry. Okay, well, can I see your wage slip?
Here's my pay slip.
I hand it over. I work in radio. And the guy, the cop's just like, you poor bastard, on your way. One person responded to Jane by, maybe don't speed.
Really?
That's good advice. Duh. That is good advice. That's the number one advice when you're behind the wheel. But, yeah, the majority of the people said under Victoria's current road rules, if you exceed the speed limit by less than 10Ks in a corporate vehicle, you'll get a fine of more than $3,000. So I think this is why I like all the politicians when they get about in the cars. There's always someone else driving.
Yeah, I can see why.
And he's speeding. You can pay for that, buddy.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.